This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. India and Thailand today signed 6 agreements for cooperation in various fields, including IT, maritime, MSME, handicrafts and handloom sectors. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Thai counterpart Pettongtarn Sinawatra at Bangkok this afternoon. Both sides reviewed the progress of the entire gamut of bilateral relations and discussed ways to add greater momentum to the India-Thailand bilateral partnership and exchange views on regional and multilateral issues. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the WAF Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The WAF Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of WAF properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by streamlining coordination between WAF boards and local authorities and protecting stakeholder rights. The bill also seeks to improve the economic and social status of Muslim women, particularly widows and divorced women. Moving the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the bill has been brought after a detailed consultation with the stakeholders as well as in the Joint Parliamentary Committee. He urged the opposition parties to support this bill. Yesterday, the Lok Sabha has passed the WAF Amendment Bill 2025. The second edition of the Arunachal Youth Parliament 2.0 commenced at DK Hall, Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly in Itanagar today. The two-day event began with an engaging debate titled Dams in Arunachal Pradesh, Catalyst or Development or Threat to Sustainability between Dehradun Government College and Don Bosco College. Addressing the gathering, Patron AYP Abu Tayang said that the parliament is designed to empower state's young minds by giving them a stage to debate, discuss and dream up solutions for their state's future. The event will continue till tomorrow. Akashvani in the Northeast region will increase airtime for women-centric programs to ensure inclusivity and community engagement. This was informed by Asis Bhatnagar, ADGB, ANBO, CEO Akashvani Northeast Zone, Akashvani and Doordarshan Guwahati. During an interactive session with the eminent women personalities from various sectors at the Akashvani Itanagar office today, Mr. Bhatnagar revealed that efforts are underway to introduce a dedicated daily segment, Woman Time, in Akashvani's programming. He emphasized that this initiative would be interactive and participatory, ensuring wider engagement from the audience regardless of their social and economic background. Mr. Bhatnagar also emphasized on the need for government welfare schemes to reach every individual and highlighted Akashvani's vital role in empowering citizens with accurate and timely information. Meanwhile, the ADG also interacted with all officers, officials and casual designees. Later, he visited Doordarshan Itanagar. The Meteorological Centre Itanagar has forecast thunderstorm with lightning very likely at isolated places over Kamle, Papumpare, West Siang, Siang, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley and Dibang Valley districts today. Home Minister Mama Natung today conferred the Home Minister Certificate of Excellence upon distinguished police personnel in recognition for their exemplary performance in law enforcement with a special emphasis on their significant contributions to the ongoing war against drugs at police headquarters in Itanagar. Inspector Krishnendu Dev, officer in charge of Naharlagan Police Station, SI Coach Tada of Bandardwa Police Station and Constable Sanuraj T of Naharlagan Police Station were honored for their outstanding services. The Department of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship today organized a felicitation ceremony for food and beverage trainees at Civil Secretariat in Itanagar. The successful candidates were given job offer letters. In his address, Minister for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Niyato Dukam, announced a new government initiative to provide a one-year stipend ranging from 8,000 to 11,000 for youth who secure jobs in the private sector. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.